Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 60. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected with fog in spots tonight. Lows level off around 42. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun with fog in spots early tomorrow. Highs around 63. Upper 50s Wednesday, low 60s Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A developing story out of Wichita where five people are dead in a night of violence.
Wichita police confirm five people are dead after shootings at three separate locations on the city's south side late Sunday. A man was found dead in one location, three others in a second location, and the suspected gunman was found dead at a third location, all just blocks from each other. Police have provided no other details other than to say there is no threat to the public. I'm Jared Cirillo.
In Topeka, Heroes on the Water is an organization focused on healing veterans through kayaking and fishing. Well, last week, someone decided they would like to help themselves to our stuff. So we've pretty much lost everything. They weren't able to get to the main kayak bodies, but they stole the pedal drives, the seats, and the rudders, says coordinator Jay Clark. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Midwest Energy met with the U.S. Department of Energy, or DOE, personnel on Thursday, November 7th, to formally kick off $145 million in transmission system and substation protection upgrade projects to be partially funded by a $97 million DOE Grid Resilience and Innovation Partnership Grant. Under the terms of the grant, Midwest Energy will replace 150 miles of 115 kilovolt transmission lines across seven western Kansas counties, and they are Rush, Ness, Ellis, Graham, Sheridan, Thomas, and Rollins, as those existing lines have been in service for more than 50 years. Replacing those lines with new poles and conductor will improve the reliability and resiliency of Midwest Energy's transmission system while mitigating wildfire risk and increasing capacity to allow them to carry more power, which reduces congestion and supports further expansion of renewable energy resources. The grant also covers upgrading protection equipment in substations in Hodgman, Stafford, Ness, and Ellis counties, and replacing oil-insulated circuit breakers with gas-insulated circuit breakers and electromechanical relays with digital relays that are capable of faster fault clearing times and bring improved reliability. Midwest Energy has 5 years to complete all of the projects included in the grant, so work on substation upgrades will begin immediately, and engineering work in coordination with landowners on the transmission line replacements will be ongoing for much of the next year, with construction on the first segment of transmission line expected to start in the fall of 2025. The Kansas Corporation Commission is moving closer to launching the Kansas Home Rebates Program to help Kansas households lower energy costs and improve the comfort of their homes. And under the program, Kansas is set to receive $105.6 million to lower energy costs for low to moderate income households. The KCC has partnered with Horn, a nationally recognized professional services firm, to assist the agency with the program design, application development, and implementation process, And as a part of the program planning process, the Kansas Corporation Commission is scheduling engagement sessions with stakeholders, which include Kansas utility companies, contractors, other state agencies, and communities, to ensure that the home rebates program is tailored to meet the Sunflower State's needs. For Kansans to be able to access the rebates, the U.S. Department of Energy must approve the program design and grant applications, which are due by January 31, 2025. The rebate funding is expected to be accessible to Kansas households in 2025 following the application submission and the Department of Energy approval. In the meantime, for information on how to participate in the engagement sessions, to learn more about the Home Rebates Program, to track the status, and to find answers to frequently asked questions, Kansans can visit KCC's website at kcc.ks.gov. Oral Health Kansas announced that it has been awarded the ARPA 9817 project grant from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, Division of Healthcare Finance. This funding will be used to improve access to oral health services for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities who receive home and community-based services. The grant also aims to reduce barriers caregivers encounter when supporting oral health care at home and to create a culture that values oral health as a part of overall health for Kansans of all ages, cultures, and resources. Key activities of the grant project include to increase Medicaid dental providers, expand the use of the My Dental Care Passport, and provide training programs for providers and consumers. This grant builds on years of work, including the Dental Passport Initiative, Project Echo Series, and advocacy for improved Medicaid dental coverage. The funding allows Oral Health Kansas and its partners to continue removing barriers to oral health care for individuals with disabilities and ensure a stronger support system for caregivers. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
October 15th through December 7th is Medicare open enrollment. Norton County Hospital advises seniors to compare Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans carefully. While Advantage plans offer additional benefits, they often have a narrow network and require pre-authorization, which can delay care. Original Medicare allows broader access to providers, ensuring timely care. For help navigating these options, contact Norton County Hospital's CHIC counselor at 785-877-3351.
According to the unofficial minutes of the November 6th Norton City Council meeting, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Dennis Gilhausen, Andrew Black, and Dale Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the October 16, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 7 building permits presented for approval. Dallas Goslin with the Norton City County Economic Development stated that the bids for the East Side development closed on November 5th, and 5 bids were received, ranging from $2.05 to about $2.55 million. He said they're currently having the engineers do further reviews and will possibly ask for a statement of qualifications. And at the next Economic Development Board meeting, they will go through and make a final decision based on the purpose created. Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported on department activities, and City Administrator James Maru provided an update on departmental activities. Andrew Black reported that the Utility Committee met and discussed the electrical situation at the Norton County Senior Center. A motion was then made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve and accept the electrical service agreement with the Norton County Senior Citizens Incorporated. Andrew noted that this agreement states that the city will provide and install a pole and meter for electrical services to the building that houses the general public transportation vehicles in consideration for the public services they provide to the community. The vote was taken and the motion carried. The Utility Committee also discussed concerns of high water usage due to a leak on the customer's side that is not being fixed. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jason Jones to have James send letters to the 3 water service customers with known water leaks. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew then scheduled a public safety meeting at 4 p.m. on November 18th. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to waive the 3 formal reading requirements for Ordinance 1768, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 11, Article 1, pertaining to Uniform Offense Code and incorporating Uniform Public Offense Code. The motion carried. And a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Ordinance 1768. And the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jason Jones to waive the three formal reading requirements for Ordinance 1769, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 14, Article 1, pertaining to Standard Traffic Ordinance and incorporating Standard Traffic Ordinance. The motion carried. And a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jim Miller to adopt Ordinance 1769. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Jason Jones stated that the Personnel Committee met and reached a workable proposal for on-call pay, and Abby is working on drafting the resolutions. A personnel meeting has been tentatively scheduled for 4 p.m. on November 21st if there are any issues with the proposal that need to be addressed. Dale Jacobson would like the city to check into having an audit of travel and tourism done since they're receiving tax dollars, and Dale requested a meeting to review city rates and fees. Dennis stated that he will schedule a Finance Committee meeting at the next council meeting. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to waive the first formal reading of Ordinance 1770, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 1, Article 4, pertaining to checking. And Dennis stated that his ordinance removes the requirement that the city must rotate the checking between banks every 2 years. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 21 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:07 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The biofuels industry feels it has new energy in the wake of President-elect Trump's win this week. Renewable Fuels Association Senior Vice President for Government and Public Affairs, Troy Breedenkamp, says the President-elect has a record on year-round E15. Despite the courts blocking his earlier executive order.
He has supported year-round E15 from the start, so we're certainly going to urge him in the months ahead to work with Congress. You know, it can't be an executive order solution this time. It's going to have to be a legislative solution.
The Biden EPA approved summertime E15, but only in 8 Midwestern states and only starting next year. Separately, Breedenkamp expects the president-elect to upend another rule, one that the president-elect considers an electric vehicle mandate.
I think that the new Trump administration will make every effort to pull back that EPA tailpipe emissions, and we're right in the middle of that as well. We're in that lawsuit because we see that rule as going too far, and it really represents a de facto EV mandate.
Effectively forcing some two-thirds of cars as well as light and medium-duty trucks to be electric by 2032. And then there's the delayed 45Z tax credit, critical to the promising new sustainable aviation fuel market.
Obviously, that's something that has been last on the list for the Biden administration to get done. We don't even have proposed guidance yet, so that's going to be one that I think is going to have a pretty extensive delay.
Considering all the new administration and Congress must do to get set up, but RFA's Breedenkamp expects the final 45Z tax credit rule to be simpler, unbounding, and adding climate-smart farming practices. This is the
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Pretty nice weather across our state for the next few days. High pressure will be in place with dry air at the surface. Temperatures across Kansas will stay near average today and tomorrow. Little cool down coming up on Wednesday following a cold front. That front should arrive Tuesday afternoon and cross the Central Plains Tuesday night and Wednesday. Little precipitation possible for parts of Kansas, but this doesn't look like a big rainmaking system at this point. On the map, upper-level high pressure is in place over the desert southwest, but also covering the central and southern plains. A surface high is up in the Dakotas, and that'll send a cold front across northern Kansas today and tonight. Not much effect on our weather, except it may be a little bit breezy in our northern counties. Sunny skies for the rest of today. Highs will be in the 50s and 60s with fairly light wind. Overnight, skies will be clear. Lows mostly in the 40s. We could drop into the low 30s in the far western counties. A weak low-pressure trough will set up in eastern Colorado tomorrow, warming things up a few degrees, most locations getting back into the 60s. It will be a little bit more windy on Tuesday as well, ahead of that cold front that'll be arriving late in the day. Looks like some showers will be possible by afternoon across the central and western counties. Then we get a quick round of rain for the eastern and central counties Tuesday night into Wednesday. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we'll be in the low 60s, upper 30s and low 40s for the overnight hours. North central, upper 50s to mid 60s and low 40s overnight. Low to mid 60s in the northeastern counties and tonight mid to upper 30s. Low to mid 60s southwest, upper 30s and low 40s for the overnight lows. South central between 65 and 70 for the afternoon. Tonight we're in the mid 40s, upper 60s for the southeastern counties and mid 40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Ranchers, it could be time to process those calves. Whether you're weaning your own or bringing in a potload of stockers, health protection is of utmost importance. So you need answers and the right products. No wonder ranchers from all 50 states have come to rely on the products and assistance they get at Valley Vet Supply. Another reason people from so far away get their supplies the Valley Vet way, they know the right products to keep in stock, like Valley Vet's broad selection of vaccines and insecticides. And their tech service veterinarians can help you make sensible choices for your situation. Same-day shipments available direct to your door. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.